Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto, Domo. Domo.
We have been talking about automation in finance this week here at Bloomberg News, part of a three-part series. We've got some more stories coming your way tomorrow. But, you know, really the biggest fintech threat to traditional finance on Wall Street as well as to the markets comes from robo-advisors. We're talking about highly automated form of passive asset management. Michael Ellison is CEO of Corporate Insight, which works with financial services companies on their digital and offline strategies and experiences. He joins us on the phone in New York. Michael, first of all, what kind of growth are you seeing in robo-advising based on the clients that you're working with?
Growth is pretty good, actually. I mean, very good. It's one of the fastest growing things that we've seen in our research from our research services. And it's gone from, I think Schwab has grown tremendously. TD Ameritrade has reported they have $16 billion in assets under management. So it's a very big growth area right now.
Yeah, I wrote, I did some research and it said Bloomberg story citing some data from, I think it's 8 Group, 2,148 robo-advisors, $140 billion in assets. Those were some numbers from earlier this year, up from just 51 with $2 billion in 2013, and assets estimated to double to 285 by the end of 2017. What's changing in terms of people's digital strategies when it comes to robo-advisors? Has anything changed since it kind of came on, since we started hearing about robo-advising?
Well, you know, first, one of the things that I'd like to say is that we are seeing a lot of this growth, but some of it is actually a little bit of churn within their own accounts. So, for example, in the TD Ameritrade numbers that we've seen, they said there's $16 billion in assets under management right now, but about $500 million of that is really new. A lot of it's coming from their existing managed account platforms. You know, so the robos is kind of an interesting thing in that it's taken this new technology or taken a lot of the digital technology. You know, you have the startups that come on with new capabilities, but it's kind of managed accounts, if you will, writ into the new technology environment.
So in other words, money just moving from the traditional way into the digital way.
Yeah, I mean, not just in the traditional way, but there's, financial services industry for a number of years had separately managed accounts. And now with the advent of, better technology, but also products like ETFs, they're really able to democratize the separately managed account program into more of this robo-advisor platform that we're seeing. And they're able to reduce costs, reduce minimum asset requirements to do that.
Tell me about the traditional firms versus the startup digital guys. Are we going to continue to see separate tracks, or we already are seeing a lot of collaboration?
Well, a lot of the firms, the incumbents as we call them, so the Schwab, the Visa of the world, they're in an interesting place in that they've got the technology, they can build their own platforms and so forth. But then when you have the more traditional, the wirehouses, if you will, they're doing a lot to partner and to partner with some of the startups like GemStep and SigFig and so forth to build their own. So I think at some point we will see, this will become a mainstream platform within the financial services industry. I mean, I think we're already showing that it is coming into that way. But it's a we're seeing it as a dual track right now, but I think it will kind of continue to become a part of the mainstream office service offering.
In terms of what you do, do you mostly work with the incumbents, as you call them?
No, we work with both. I mean, we work with really the major financial services players in the industry, and that includes, you know, the incumbents, the wirehouses, the startups as well.
Okay, so got about 40 seconds left here. Who do you think are the ones to watch going forward that you think are really going to have the most momentum and growth? Just quickly.
Well, I think the startups such as Betterment and Personal Capital and those guys, they're going to really drive the technology innovation, the interface. But it's really about the incumbents. I think they're going to be the ones to really drive the market. They've got the assets, they've got the customer accounts, and they really have the weight to put behind it to drive the market forward.
All right, interesting, and certainly a growing world. Michael Ellison, thank you for your time this afternoon. Michael Ellison is Chief Executive Officer at Corporate Insight. They work with financial services companies on their digital and offline strategies and experiences. Michael joining us on the phone in New York.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.